黄埔区2020学年度第一学期九年级期中调研测试英语试卷听力部分。
Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
Section A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1.Thank you very much for your tip, sir.
Thank you very much for your tip, sir.
2. It is necessary to think twice before you keep a pet dog.
It is necessary to think twice before you keep a pet dog.
3. The performance of tea art.Is getting more and more popular.
The performance of tea art is getting more and more popular.
4. Who is the young man with the thick black mustache?
Who is the young man with the thick black mustache?
5.Greece is famous for the 2,500-year-old Parthenon Temple.
Greece is famous for the 2,500-year-old Parthenon Temple.
6. Regular hand washing is one of the effective ways to stop the spread of virus.
Regular hand washing is one of the effective ways to stop the spread of virus.
Section B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. We'd better be going now, or we'll be late for the train.
No hurry. It's 8:30 now. We still have 2 hours.
Question. When does the train leave? We'd better be going now, or we'll be late for the train.
No hurry. It's 8:30 now. We still have 2 hours.
Question. When does the train leave?8. Nice weather, isn't it?
Yes, it is nice to walk in the sunshine, but the weather forecast says a strong cold wave will hit our city tomorrow morning.
Really? In that case, we must put on more clothes.
Question. What's the weather like tomorrow?
Nice weather, isn't it?
Yes.It is nice to walk in the sunshine, but the weather forecast says a strong cold wave will hit our city tomorrow morning.
Really? In that case, we must put on more clothes.
Question. What's the weather like tomorrow?
Nine. Honey, shall we buy a good guidebook?And read it before our trip to London?
Perhaps we could, but it is very expensive, I'm afraid. What about the library?
Question. What does the man suggest doing?
Honey, shall we buy a good guidebook and read it before our trip to London?
Perhaps we could, but it is very expensive, I'm afraid. What about the library?
Question. What does the man suggest doing?
Ten. Excuse me, visiting hours are over now. Your wife needs a rest.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't notice the time. It's almost noon.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?
Excuse me, visiting hours are over now. Your wife needs a rest.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't notice the time. It's almost noon.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?
So, you're ready to leave for the airport. Do you need a ride?
No, thanks. I have booked a taxi online.
Question. How will the woman go to the airport? So, you're ready to leave for the airport. Do you need a ride?
No, thanks. I have booked a taxi online.
Question. How will the woman go to the airport? Did you see the necklace Mary was wearing yesterday?
I sure did. It must have cost her a lot.
Question. What does the woman think of the necklace? Did you see the necklace Mary was wearing yesterday?
I sure did. It must have cost her a lot.
Question. What does the woman think of the necklace?
Jack, you made the same mistake again. What's wrong?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Chen. I failed to catch what you said because my deskmate talked loudly in class.
Well, I think you should come to my office after school.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Jack, you made the same mistake again. What's wrong?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Chen. I failed to catch what you said because my deskmate talked loudly in class.
Well, I think you should come to my office after school.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
I'm tired of vegetables. Let's have something different tonight.
What do you feel like eating then?
There's a restaurant on Garden Road. They have good steamed fish.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?
I'm tired of vegetables. Let's have something different tonight.
What do you feel like eating then?
There's a restaurant on Garden Road. They have good steamed fish.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about? Section C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Many famous people leave college to follow their dreams, like Mark Zuckerberg and Steve Jobs. Elizabeth was doing well in college, but she had bigger dreams. She wanted to create a clothing line. She wanted to sell clothes of good quality online. When she told her parents that she wanted to leave college, they were not happy about it. They told her that if she left college, she had to leave the house. Elizabeth thought about it and made the decision to leave college. She lived at her friend's house and worked part-time at Starbucks. She made enough money to pay her part of the rent and buy food. After a few months of saving money, Elizabeth opened up a website and posted her clothes online. She asked her friends and relatives to share her website to their friends and family. Finally, she was getting orders, and she promised that the clothes would be shipped out in 2 weeks.
Listen again, please. Many famous people leave college to follow their dreams, like Mark Zuckerberg and Steve Jobs. Elizabeth was doing well in college. but she had bigger dreams. She wanted to create a clothing line. She wanted to sell clothes of good quality online. When she told her parents that she wanted to leave college, they were not happy about it. They told her that if she left college, she had to leave the house. Elizabeth thought about it and made the decision to leave college. She lived at her friend's house and worked part-time at Starbucks. She made enough money to pay her part of the rent and buy food. After a few months of saving money, Elizabeth opened up a website and posted her clothes online. She asked her friends and relatives to share her website to their friends and family. Finally, she was getting orders, and she promised that the clothes would be shipped out in 2 weeks.
Section D. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
You are going to listen to part of a dialogue between a zookeeper and a student on a field trip.
Okay, everyone. Now that we've done with lunch,
we will carry on our tour.
If you follow me, the next you are going to see is the spider area.
Spiders! I'm really afraid of them. I heard that they can kill a person in a very short time.
There's no need for you to fear spiders. Of all the spiders in North America, only one kind is very dangerous, and most will not bite even if they are touched. They may prefer to run away or drop to the ground. Sometimes, when a spider runs directly towards the person, it makes us believe that it is about to attack. Actually, it cannot see the person in its way. The spider is too short-sighted to see things at a distance.
That's a relief. What about the very dangerous spider I've heard of?
In the United States, one kind of spider is frightening and dangerous. It is the black widow. It's called so because the female often eats her husband.
Wow, that does sound frightening. Where do we usually find the black widow in America?
The black widow is found in all states, but is the most common in the south part. It is not an attacking spider, and many people have proved this by letting it crawl over their hands. But remember that its poison is powerful, and even though it is shy, it should be respected.
Well, I'd better look out for myself before we get to the next area.
Now listen again, please.
You are going to listen to part of a dialogue between a zookeeper and a student on a field trip.
Okay, everyone. Now that we've done with lunch, we will carry out our tour. If you follow me, the next you are going to see is the spider area.
Spiders! I'm really afraid of them. I heard that they can kill a person in a very short time.
There's no need for you to fear spiders. Of all the spiders in North America, only one kind is very dangerous, and most will not bite even if they are touched. They may prefer to run away or drop to the ground. Sometimes, when a spider runs directly towards the person, it makes us believe that it is about to attack. Actually, it cannot see the person in its way. The spider is too short-sighted to see things at a distance.
That's a relief. What about the very dangerous spider I've heard of?
In the United States, one kind of spider is frightening and dangerous. It is the black widow. It's called so because the female often eats her husband.
Wow, that does sound frightening. Where do we usually find the black widow in America?
The black widow is found in all states, but is the most common in the south part. It is not an attacking spider, and many people have proved this by letting it crawl over their hands. But remember that its poison is powerful, and even though it is shy, it should be respected.
Well, I'd better look out for myself before we get to the next area.
第一部分听力测试到此结束，请同学们继续答题。